Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Well, this offense better get started up. Sunday against a Niners defense that is not great. We got to score some points on Sunday. 24 is the number, Hugh. Anything less than 24.
21. Nah. I think we get it done with 21.
They should score 24 on Sunday.
They should, but they should. I'm thinking more 21.
Well, you just told me the quarterback's going to play better. So if the quarterback plays better,
he is. I mean, I think he's going to play better. Okay. I think we're going to win. Mm-hmm. 21 points.
I want 24 or more. All right. Your phone call is coming up here. Jason DeVos is going to join us live in studio at 11 o'clock. Typically, Jason's with us at 12 to 1 on Wednesdays. He'll be with us at 11. We will have Nick Sirianni at his press conference. I'm sure he'll be asked about Lane Johnson and what the status is for Lane coming up on Sunday. Sirianni around noon today, a little before noon, we'll have his press conference live. Elliot later in the show. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, if you want to chime in about Jalen Hurts and if you believe he's going to play better in the postseason rather than the regular season, can we unpack something here, Hugh,
together?
Well, there is every time Jalen comes up, it seems like we go to the, well, he plays best when the lights are brightest, right? We say that a lot. We think it a lot. It's just like a common
because
thing. Because that's what
he does.
Does he?
Are we talking about statistically? We talking about stats now, right?
Well, stats and our memories, right? Yeah. So Jalen Hurts has played 9 playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
And as I went through them this morning, the Eagles are 6-3 in those 9 playoff games. So if the only objective is wins and losses, right, if that's the only way you evaluate the quarterback, then he's played well in 6 and poor in 3. But that's obviously not the only way to do it because he lost a Super Bowl where he played great a few years ago to the Chiefs. Obviously, there's more to it than just statistics, right, or just wins and losses. So I went through the 9 playoff games. And Hugh, I graded each one of them. Like I went back and thought about what I thought in the moment. And then kind of looked at the numbers to kind of give me a sense of, yeah, that's what it was that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a picture of a guy that has played well at times in the playoffs, has had a few excellent playoff games, but he's also had some not great playoff games. Yeah.
He's had some clunkers.
But I think it paints a picture of a guy, just like the regular season, once in a while he is excellent. A lot of times he's pretty good. Sometimes he's not very good. I don't just say, oh, the playoffs are here and he's going to play great because he plays great in the playoffs. That's not actually the truth. So here's his 9 playoff games. His first playoff game on the road in Tampa Bay in January 2022, obviously the 2021 season. He was awful, right? That was his first playoff game. That was the one where the clip came out with the Bucs defense saying he can't read the field.
Yeah.
He was bad. I mean, we all know that. He was bad that day. He re-injured his ankle. They didn't have many weapons. They got blown out. Okay. We give him an F for that one. His first playoff game, an F. Second playoff game, which was the first one of the year they went to the Super Bowl in 22. Giants came in. Eagles blew him out. I thought Jalen played well. Now they blew them out, so the second half he didn't have to do much. He was 16 to 24. 2 touchdowns throwing. 1 rushing. I thought he got off to a big start. Hit Devontae with a big throw early in the game. I gave him a B+ for that game. So that was good. NFC Championship game over the 49ers here in Philadelphia. I mean, what is that, a C game, C minus? He was 15 to 25 for a 60%.
Yeah, because that's when Purdy
got hurt. That was one where they didn't ask him to do much. He didn't have to, right? The game was basically over when Purdy got hurt. So I'll give him a C for that one. Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. He obviously was excellent, right? We all saw it. We thought he was the driving force of the team. He almost won the MVP in the game. I give him an A- for that game because of the fumble. Other than that, he was awesome. Let's go to his next playoff game. You remember that one? Tampa Bay, a few years ago. 25 of 35. The Eagles scored 9 points. He took a safety. That's a D. It's a D performance in that playoff game. So far, we have an F, a B+, a C, an A-, a D. Right? Some great, some not so good. Let's go to last year, right? The 4 playoff games last year.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay, 13 of 21 for 131 yards. I don't know. B-? Is that fair?
That's deep.
Okay.
That's I think that's decent.
Rams playoff game last year. 15 to 20, 128 yards. He did run for the big touchdown to start the game, which was a huge play. Also took 7 sacks. What's that one? A C? Last year against the Rams. C?
Yeah, I get that. C.
C-?
The 7 sacks hurting.
It does. Now, the rushing touchdown was a big one. That's a big play. But they didn't move the ball for long stretches or score for long stretches, and Saquon won the game.
Yeah, I know it was snowing, but also, how many? Stafford put up some pretty hefty numbers.
Yeah, against the Eagles defense. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's call that a C. NFC title game last year against the Commanders, I say that's an A. He played really well. And the Super Bowl last year, A-minus because he had the pick in the first quarter, but he won Super Bowl MVP. He was good in the game. So as I look at my grades here, 9 games he played in the playoffs, I see 3 A's or A-minuses, 3 excellent games. I see an F, a D, a few C-minuses. I mean, he's as likely in the playoffs to play an A game as he is a C game.
So then what do you put it overall?
B-plus?
Yeah, I was about to say probably a B. I'd take a B.
If we grade the Super Bowls higher, right, if we weigh them like final exams, B, B-plus, it's good. But like this idea that he's just like, oh my God, he's this playoff riser. His passer rating in the playoffs is 95.4. It's basically the same as Mark Sanchez.
Oh God.
Well, I mean, it is.
But Sanchez went to 2 AFC championship games because they had a good defense.
So Jalen's passer rating in the regular season is 94. His passer rating in the playoffs is 95. It's basically the same.
Yeah. I mean, that's who he is.
That's my point.
His best game was probably the one he lost against Mahomes in the first Super Bowl.
I agree. I thought, other than the fumble, he was almost perfect.
I mean, the last Super Bowl, he was MVP. It probably could have gone to anybody on the defense, if we're being completely honest. And then the bar for that was he outplayed Mahomes.
Which, by a lot.
That bar was on the floor, though. I mean, Mahomes played awful.
he did, yeah. Again, I went through this because everyone tells me this playoff riser, and I expected it to look a little different when I re-looked at the playoff games. They're good. There's a few great ones. Overall, it's not like, wow.
Yeah,
that's the way I view the non-playoff games.
And it's one of those things where he plays well. He plays well within a certain framework. Like, you know, when I'm listening to some of those stats you're putting out about the throws, it sounded like it was like no more than 30 for the most part.
In the playoff games?
Yeah.
I'll pull it up for you. He has thrown the ball 30-plus times in 3 of the playoff games.
Yeah.
3 of his 9. They lost all 3 of those games.
Yeah, and I think that's... When you look at Jalen, and it's not a slight, but when you look at Jalen, he's best in the, I guess I say, the 1 to 25, 30 pass range.
And you look at
that's okay.
The 6 wins in the playoffs, 24, 25, 21, 20, 28, 22. I mean, exactly what you just said.
That's okay, man, because I go back and I always think about the conversation that I had with, who was it? I can't think of his name right now. But he used to be with the Jets when I was there. And Scott Pioli.
Okay.
Scott Pioli. I'm sorry. I had a brain fart right there. Scott Pioli. Scott traded me over dinner when I was with the Jets. He traded me to Philly. Thank you, Scott. But
like he
anyway,
had dinner with the Eagles and traded
no,
you?
No. He was with dinner with Parcells and they got me up out, when they got me up out of New York. But that was cool. I'm not bitter at all. Not bitter at
but
all.
But they went to the AFC title game the next
not bitter
year.
At all.
Didn't make the Eagles
not
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it worked out well for both parties.
But
I
remember Scott
better
telling
for you.
Me that you could win with a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to be elite. Jalen's a good quarterback.
I agree. He's been a good quarterback.
Jalen's a good quarterback. And I don't think that's a slight on Jalen, especially when you talk about what he's been able to accomplish in his career. I don't understand where people get upset when you ask, you say, well, hey, he needs to do this or he needs to do that. I say, oh, well, no, he just needs to do enough. Jalen, from the time that he's been here, has always raised his own standard.
Mm.
I just find it crazy that other people are not willing to do the same and not expect a little bit more from him. But when you talk about what he's been in the playoffs and what he's been overall as a quarterback, he's a good quarterback. No question about that. He's a good quarterback.
He's been a good quarterback in the NFL. I think this season he's been closer to mediocre. Is he going to play better in the playoffs? We'll say. Let's talk to Tim, who's up on WIP. What's up, Tim?
Hey, listen, I do agree. We can all agree that Jalen is a good quarterback. Now, hear me out for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
I do not expect Jalen to play better on Sunday. Reason being is because of the play calling. The play calling, I hope that we all can agree that the play calling has been substandard. The scheme, everything has been sub what we would expect from the Super Bowl champions. And I don't think that he is going to play better on Sunday strictly because of what we saw on last Sunday. Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni and this scheme is horrendous, and I don't expect us to put up more than 20 points. We couldn't put up 20 points, 17 points on Washington. I understand we had backups out there.
Well, that's a big part of it, Tim. I mean, they're backup players.
You're right, but we haven't been able to put up over 20 points on anybody in any playoff teams this pretty much this whole year.
Yeah, they're averaging 16.7 points against teams that made the playoffs.
So,
yeah,
there's not going to be no big change. Now, think about this. Last year, how did Caleb Williams look with the Bears?
He was a little rough.
Yeah, he was rough. But he was a rookie, rough. But yeah. It was very rough.
He was rough.
Okay. How did the Detroit Lions look under Ben Johnson?
Very good. Very good.
Very good, right? The coordinator matters. And in this instance, in Philadelphia, listen, I love my team, but I got little hope that this offense is going to put all of a sudden be sandbagging and going to come out here like world beaters and then be able to put up 23, 24, 25 points. It's going to be all in our defense. And unfortunately, if they had to play as much time as they did in Buffalo, I just don't have a lot of confidence that we're going to go far in the playoffs.
Yeah, and Tim, I mean, Hugh's been on that the whole time. He's capping them at 21 points. I mean, he's capped them there. And Tim,
yeah.
I get it, man. Good phone call. Yeah. All right, let's go to Walt in West Palm Beach. What's up, Walt?
Walt. What's going on? I can't help it. I just got to get on the phone and tell you. You guys need to stop hating, yo.
Hating?
You're a hater.
Hating on what?
You said that you went out of your way to find every little Jalen Hurts thing, and it's like,
wait a minute, Walt. Before you go, like, let me go. How is he going out his way to find stats that are like factual stats? I mean, they're stats.
Well, okay, let's go back to the factual stats.
Sure.
The first Tampa Bay game. It was a Jalen Hurts rookie playoff game.
And he said that.
So he wasn't a rookie.
He was just the starter.
Yeah.
It was his first year starter.
And then the second playoff game, he didn't have his number one receiver. Am I right?
Well, no. You mean in the fourth playoff game,
When he took the safety in the other Tampa Bay game, he didn't have his number one receiver.
Hold on, I got it. Well, you're right.
But does it matter?
Sure, and you can
but
add...
how's but, that hate, though?
I got it.
Well, how's that hate, though, Walt?
Well, you can add context to it. You just don't like the statistics, Walt, so you want to add context, Walt.
But you can't tell me what I don't want to do.
I'm telling you from my perspective.
How is it... Okay, well, Walt, explain to me, how is it hating? How is it hating, Walt? You know what? When I think of hating, let me give you an example of hating.
Walt,
I'm about to tell you if you would let me speak, and I'm gonna give it right back to you. I promise. Me hating is me saying I don't like Kyle's mustache. That's hating is.
It's not nice.
You know what a fact is? That's
stupidity. I agree,
Kyle. I mean, Walt, how is that not hating? I don't like Kyle's
hating is. Hating is picking performances. Say, oh, well, he didn't
no,
do
no,
good.
No, no, no.
That's
talk, let me
not.
Talk,
the Walt, that is not.
Time out. I'm going to talk to Walt.
You got it, Joe.
All right, Walt, hold on. Walt, that's fine. You can add the context. I think that's fair. In the moment in 2021 when Jalen played terrible in his first playoff game, I gave him grace on these airwaves because I said, he's young. He's a kid. But he's played 9 playoff games. That's a lot, right? It's not two.
You gave him grace, but you gave him a D minus. I mean,
No.
What did you give him?
Hold on. I gave him a D minus. Yes, that's the grade. But in the
that's what I said.
Time out.
No.
You're not. See, well, you can't listen. If you want, I'll put you on hold. I'll go back and forth with you. I think it's fun, but you got to listen. In that moment, then. I sat here and said, I don't want Russell Wilson. I don't want Deshaun Watson. I want to roll with Jalen Hurts. Okay? I didn't want to dump him after his first playoff game. It wasn't good, though. I mean, like, we don't have to be ridiculous. He got rocked. They were down 30-0. He didn't play well. The point I'm bringing to the table is everyone just reflexively says the same thing.
Reflexively?
Yeah. Like, well, it's like we just say things, but are they actually true? Everyone tells me he's a playoff riser. The facts are he's not really. He is a good quarterback most of the time, and he's a good quarterback most of the time. This year, he was mediocre. So am I supposed to just wake up and expect him to play great in the postseason when he was mediocre? My point is no. He's been a good quarterback in the NFL, obviously. But in the playoffs, he's played 9 games. I can find as many great ones, 3, as I could find duds. That's not a playoff riser. Like, that's just, that's the guy being who he is.
Are you done talking to Walt?
Well, no, Walt left.
Yeah, I mean, Walt hung up.
I would have certainly had a back and forth Walt.
I don't understand. I get, there's a lot of hate for Jalen. I get that. But what irritates me is when you say something that's factual and people get upset about that. I don't understand that. It's you know, context matters. But the bottom line is winning is what quarterbacks are measured by, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, let me use an example.
To a point.
Mm. Well, it is. Mm. That's what quarterbacks are measured by. Let me use an example for you.
To an extent.
Okay, Josh Allen lost to the Philadelphia Eagles, right? He did. He didn't win that game. He didn't make the throw that he needed to make.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could make an excuse for Josh and say, well, he had a bad toe. I could say that. Or I could say, well, he ain't got good receivers. He ain't got better receivers. Or I could even say, well, the receiver in the back of the end zone, he should have made that catch.
Sure. You could.
All of that is relevant, but the bottom line is this.
He didn't play well enough.
He didn't play well enough. Mm-mm. It's okay. Like, get out of y'all need to get out your feelings. It's okay. It doesn't take anything away from Jalen from saying that when you say that. It's okay. He missed a throw. Hey, he didn't have his number one receiver. But the bottom line is this. Didn't win the game.
Well, he did. I mean, look, if it's only about wins and losses, he's 6-3 in the playoffs, right? And that's what you want to do.
And I mean, and at the end of the day, that is the absolute most important thing.
But the ironic part of that is, I think the best playoff game he ever played was the Super Bowl they lost. I mean, just
yeah, he was doing his thing.
He was special that day. I mean, he was awesome. I mean, he was awesome. So it's not only just about wins and losses, because otherwise, what are we going to do with that Super Bowl that he lost? I thought that's the best playoff game he's ever played. I know he won the Super Bowl MVP this past year, but I thought play for play, he was better 2 years before that. He made one mistake in that game. He also made one mistake in this past Super Bowl, but it didn't matter because they just dominated the game, and you know, with that interception the first quarter, who cares? That's the bottom line. Billy in Bethlehem. What's up, Billy?
Oh, Billy. Billy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Billy.
I guess you can still get away with that, right?
Yeah, sure. You got a couple more days. I think the 10th is when we got to, you know, we've got to stop that. Go ahead, Billy.
Stop what?
What if you keep just doing it, though?
You know, it would be a funny bit, like July 7th. Happy New Year, guys. What's up?
Happy New Year. You didn't see somebody for the first time? Happy New Year.
Yep.
Either way, I called in because you guys are absolutely insane. Now, I don't know. Usually, as I say, Hugh is recklessly speculating. Mm-hmm. But right now, Joe, you need – I'll give you the first game. Jalen Hurts was absolutely horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do this to every single quarterback. You can go through Joe Montana. Go through every single game he has.
I think there's going to be right. – hold on.
Is 11 touchdowns, no picks?
Yeah, so – I there was one playoff game where Walsh pulled Montana because that's how bad he was against the Vikings in 87. But I think we're going to find far fewer poor Joe Montana playoff games than you think. There's not that
all
many.
Right. Would you all agree to me after this? Would you all agree that probably quarterback rating is a decent way to evaluate a quarterback's overall performance? Mm. Yes or no?
You know what? I'll travel down the road with you.
It's the way I use it, Billy. The way I use it, yes.
I agree, Hugh.
I use that.
So, here's the facts that you cannot argue with.
You're talking to Agenda Douglas right now.
Would you agree?
Yes, Billy.
If you have a smaller sample size, you're probably getting skewed. So I feel like you should probably use a minimum of, what, like 400 or so pass attempts in the history of the NFL in the playoffs. I think that's fair because now you're isolating the guys that have actually gotten there more than the guys who have not.
Billy, I think it's fair, but before you go on, I can't imagine there's very many quarterbacks that have 400 attempts in the playoffs. Jalen's at 256. So, like, what is our sample here?
Well, maybe I need to go back and double-check the AI. But
This is why AI gets in a little trouble sometimes. And that's not just you, Billy. So Jalen Hurts has 256 attempts in the playoffs. He's played 9 playoff games. I think if you've played 5 or more, I don't know, maybe it's 7 or more playoff games, I think that's a good enough sample that we could go off of.
I agree.
Okay, what did AI tell you?
Jalen Hurts' quarterback rating all time is 5th in history. If you eliminate the first game, it's 5th in history.
Even if you keep in
his first game, it's 15th in history.
Sure.
You're talking like Bart Starr. I mean, that's great, though.
But hold on.
And then you eliminate Baker Mayfield. Come on. He's barely been in the playoffs. He shouldn't be ahead of him.
Hey, Billy, can I help you out with this?
I need to ask a question. What do I do with Mark Sanchez, who basically has the same playoff rating as Jalen Hurts? We just eliminate him because he wasn't that good?
How many games has he played?
Well, I would have to go back. It's probably 4 or 5. I mean, he won 2 straight playoff games in 2 years and then lost. I think it's 6. It's probably 6.
Okay, so the sample size is Jalen is at least 4 games ahead. Win percentage, Jalen Hurts is pretty much second all time, 67%. That's fantastic.
Sure. Well, that's a team.
Occasion.
But I think the riser thing's a little bit of a myth. It's his stats. His stats in the playoffs are almost the same as the regular season. What's the rising?
Well, I feel like if you go through any quarterback, they're playing great defenses in the playoffs.
That, and
you're
that's
probably
and you know
see...
what, Billy, that is fair. That, if you want to make the point that that similar stats for a good quarterback in the postseason to regular season is more impressive because they play better teams, I'm with you on that. I think that's a fair point.
Let me hit you with this.
See, we didn't even need AI for that one. That one we just came to together.
Let me say this.
Oh, that laugh.
If Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, would we all agree, if they win their next four games, they are absolutely going to Canton, Ohio? There's zero doubt. None.
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would
there
be,
you go. So, I mean, you are talking greatness then.
But wait,
I mean,
wait, hold on a second. We got a long way to go before four more playoff wins. I mean, you make it sound like it's just like it's the same as me walking to the car after the show. Like,
yeah, if they repeat a Super Bowl champion,
I mean, it's
very
you're,
easy.
You're right, but it's a big bridge, Billy. We got to cross a big bridge over the next
month.
It's
hard to go back to back.
We've been saying that forever. It's not easy to go back
need to work on that laugh, though. That's a horrible laugh.
No, it's a good we should cut that. I think it's a good drop. I like his laugh.
Horrible laugh.
OG Wade is on WIP. OG?
Uh-oh. What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, what's up?
Let me help you out, Joe. And you ain't going to need to step in on this one like you just did over the last couple of minutes with the guys. But listen, here's what I want to say. What you failing to do is that I think, and Hugh can tell you this, every game, whether it's a regular season game or a playoff game, it's about moments. It's never, for the fans and people watching, it's about the entire game because you're enjoying the game. But in order to win a game, the game is won in moments. What the guy didn't tell you about, he said in that playoff game that you gave Jalen a D.
Yeah.
He didn't have AJ, but he also had a broken finger in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So the D is fine for you giving him that. That's okay. But you gave him a C because Brock Purdy was hurt. Brock Purdy was hurt.
Brock Purdy.
That to me, that's not cool.
What would you give him for that title game? What would you give him?
I would give him a B because he won the game, Joe.
Take away credit for the Super Bowl the first time because he lost? He played great.
No. I mean,
you want to give extra credit for the win, but we can't take away credit for the loss?
No, I'm not your enemy. I just want
logic. If you said you said,
here's
not me.
The logic.
You said,
yo,
hold on. You,
said,
you said
okay,
we take
I'll let you,
talk. You you said okay. We give extra credit for the win. But then I said, and I think it's a very fair back and forth, then do we take away credit for a loss, and you said no. How is that logical?
Because it's content. Did Jalen Hurts play bad in the game that they lost?
No.
Yes or no? Okay, so then logically, you can't take points away from me from it.
But does that mean he automatically played well in a game they won?
If you won the game, if you win a game, you know what? That means that quarterback came up in certain moments that got you the win. Now, let's take Stafford in the NFC Championship game with us last year, right? Stafford's stats was way better than Jalen Hurts' stats in that game. But if you ask Stafford, would you rather have your numbers and Jalen Hurts' outcome, Stafford will trade that any freaking day.
Sure, but that's not what we're talking about.
I know that, Joe, but I'm trying to help you.
Trying to help you, Joe.
I don't need any help.
Don't give Hurts the D.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm saying.
I let that one go.
Here's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's hard. When you win a playoff game, that's you can't go no damn D or no C. Whenever a quarterback wins a playoff game, because that game is responsible, it could be responsible for you sitting at that podium at the end. You didn't even give him an A-plus for winning the Super Bowl MVP. You gave him an A-minus because he had an interception.
Yes.
But that interception that he threw, you know, on the very next play, that's where Cooper DeJean picked it off. I mean, the linebacker picked
it off. Are you trying to spin? It was a good interception.
No, I'm trying to tell you that. It wasn't a bad one. It was basically a punt.
Oh, sure. I mean, you guys. La La Land is alive and well these days. It was basically a punt. You know, that's the same thing.
We're in peak spin season right now.
I mean, we are. I love you guys. I mean, this.
That's why I don't like talking to y'all sometimes.
Well, this is your fault.
It's not my fault.
This is your fault.
Are you Ryan Clark and us right now?
I don't
like talking to you.
10:54, Ryan Clark and us on a playoff week?
I'm not Ryan Clark and anybody.
Oh, my Lord.
But we are so rooted in what we want to say that we say crazy things. Yeah, I have never heard of an interception being a good thing.
Well, because Cooper DeGee made a play, it was. We just heard that.
No.
That's what we heard.
You survived a mistake. You know, and it's okay to say there are quarterbacks out there that win football games that don't play well. I mean, what? Who's the quarterback out there? Bo Nix in Denver.
He does it a lot.
He does it. Like, but it's okay. Yeah. Like, they're still winning. I think we've gotten so sensitive about this whole Jalen Hurts thing, man. Yeah. It's unnecessary.
It is. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. The root of the conversation is, do you expect Jalen to play better in the playoffs than he did in the regular season?
Yeah, and I said yes.
I know you do. I think he's going to be what he was most of the regular season, which is just, okay, closer to mediocre than great. That's what this regular season was. And for his career, his playoff performances have been pretty much his regular season, when you really break it down. He's had a couple great ones, some not great ones. 215-592-9494. All right, Jason Devon's going to join us in the studio live for an hour. His take on this, plus a few matchup-specific things we want to run by Jason. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.